Good morning, 194-628-0. Joel D over there pulling a TRQ out of the box of totally random questions. And this morning's totally random question. I suppose this could go a lot of places. What is something you cannot believe your pet did? Either it was impressive or bad, you were surprised. What is something you cannot believe your pet did? So was it like super impressive? Or were you like, oh my God, why did you do this? Please don't do this to me. You're my baby and I love you. Why are you doing this? Something you just cannot believe your pet did. Very vague, but probably some good stories there. And the totally random question, 237, it's text 35270. You're a proud dog dad. Has Jasper ever done anything where you're like, oh my God?
Oh gosh, Jasper and then Pup, my first like dog as like a grown up or whatever. Man, some of the stories. I just remember one time when Pup, I had just got him, and he was really good off
leash. You named your dog Pup.
Well, his name
was... naming your dog Dog.
So my ex wanted to name our dogs like children. So he was actually Jaden Aaron, because my middle name is Aaron. So his name was Jaden Aaron D. So he had J-A-D. We both had the same initials. And then our second dog was Reese Lynn, and her middle name was... Her name was... Started with an R, and middle name was L. So we named our kids human names. So that's why Jasper is actually named after my... Dad, his middle name is Arnold. Jasper Arnold.
I'd have called him Pup, too, probably, given the situation. I'm with you.
I don't know if I've told you the full story of how he got Pup. I'll tell you that later. Anyway, so Pup, when he was little, he took off running one time. And, like, it was the craziest thing ever because he never did. He was really good, like, off-leash and stuff like that. And he must have caught this scent. But he ran, like, 3 blocks. And then, you know how all dogs have done it. But he started swiping his whole entire body. In whatever feces.
This smells wonderful. Yeah.
Whatever it was. And it was just caked on his mane, just all down his neck. It was the most disgusting thing ever. I'm like, what makes you think diving into feces? And like it was the weirdest thing because it was like off leash. We're almost home. And he was like sniffing the air and then took off running after this particular
feces. You're like,
I
need a new dog, I think.
It was crazy. He did that. And then Jasper, he's just a wild man. That dude's crazy. He's chased fox. He's chased deer. He don't care. It's insane. That dog's got too many stories for him.
You might have a dog, cat, mongoose, an alligator. You have something you consider to be a pet. And in some way, it surprised you. Whether it was impressive or kind of bad or terrifying, you were surprised. That's the TRQ this morning, 237. It's text 35270, 631. With Camille Cabello, Young Thug, and their two, Havana, 194, the number one hit music station with the Playhouse in the morning. Havana. It's Playhouse, 194, the number one hit music station in the middle of the totally random question here on the Playhouse in the morning, and that is, what can you not believe your pet did? So either it was impressive or kind of bad, you were shocked that your pet did this.
Yes, my dog that we adopted at about 2 years old, and he still does it to this day, he has to do a handstand when he poops. So, like, he'll go up to a tree and put his back legs up there, and that's how he poops. And he's done it on my walls at home before.
Oh, gosh.
That is super impressive, though. Like, it's gross, but I'm actually, like, highly impressed at the same time.
I know. The first time I saw it do it, I'm like, what in the heck is this dog doing?
That is so. When Jasper was a puppy, he would do that too. He'd go up to a tree, lift his leg, and then he would like go into the squat mode. And I was like, what are you doing? I got a video of it, and it's the funniest thing. But he grew out of it. Your dog hasn't?
No, we got him when he was 2, and he's 8 now. But yeah, both his back legs have to like kind of crawl up the tree, and that's how he poops. And it gets on the actual freaking tree.
That's impressive. That's
that is
crazy.
Funny.
But that is not the end I would have chose to stick in the sky.
Yeah.
I guess job done, though. We appreciate it. Totally random question. What can you not believe your pet did? Either it was impressive or it was kind of bad. Either way, you were surprised in some way. And we're seeing that's a whole lot of text messages.
This one's kind of funny because you wouldn't imagine a cat doing this. But somebody said, my cat was an indoor-outdoor cat. We lived in a small town on a farm. And there was farmland all around. And actually, she came home. The cat came home with a pheasant in its mouth. And it was, like, so proud of that catch, too. Like, you'd think, like, a mouse, but an entire pheasant? That's pretty impressive.
I mean, that's not easy to pull off, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Somebody else saying that their dog has figured out how to turn on the TV. So they just must need some, like, background noise or something when you're gone at work or what?
I love that, though.
That is cool.
There's a shocking amount of pets that are like, I love the television.
And I want to watch this.
Your pet surprised you in some way?
My dog totally surprised me when he showed up sprayed by a skunk.
And that was a first for you, a one and only?
I've never had an experience like that ever before. It was overwhelming. And then we had to do these, like tomato juice baths.
Mm-hmm. Truth be told, I never knew if that was an actual thing or if that's just TV and movies.
Maybe we're suckers, but we did it. I had to do like four or five of them, and still, the smell's awful.
I guess in that situation, we've been so conditioned to try it, I'd probably go buy a bunch of Campbell's too or something.
Yeah, it was the thing.
TRQ, you were surprised by your pet in some way, good, bad, somewhere in the middle. 237, it's for the Playhouse. It's Y94. It's Playhouse Y94. The totally random question, what can you not believe your pet did? Either you were super impressed or you're like, oh no, please don't. It was kind of like a bad thing. You were surprised in some way. Any other ones as far as the text go? Joel D.
Somebody says they have an Australian Shepherd / Border Collie mix that tore the trim off the patio door one day in January when they were at work, and then the lock came off, and somehow they were outside on the patio, and the patio door was halfway open in January, and the dog's just sitting there like hanging out.
They just need a little bit of fresh air there, Ma.
I mean, my dog would be gone. He'd be chasing something if that happened. That's crazy. Somebody else just texted in and said, my husky will actually play catch with you, and he will like catch the tennis ball in his mouth, and then he actually throws it back, and he's actually got better the aim than I do. That's pretty impressive.
That's good. Your pet surprised you in some way.
My dog, I woke up in the morning because he was burying poop next to my pillow.
Oh.
I'm hoping I heard you, Ron. He was doing what?
He was burying poop next to his pillow, my pillow. I don't think he was able to get out. It's a small dog. He's a Yorkie. He wasn't able to actually, like, leave the bed. So I think he pooped in my bed and was embarrassed and then was trying to hide it.
So what was the thing that finally tipped you off, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, I heard the because he was digging in the sheets. So I was well aware that he was burying something. I was very surprised it was poop.
It's a weird alarm clock, but it'll sure wake you up, I suppose.
It does.